This week's CD is going to be on Parshas Nosoi, and we are going to focus this CD on chapter 9, verses number 6, all the way to verse number 8. But before we do that, we are going to give a quick synopsis what is happening in this chapter. What is happening in this chapter is that Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu that the Jewish people should do the Passover offering, meaning on Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year after they left Egypt, Hashem is telling them that they should do the Passover offering in its proper time on the 14th day of the month. And Mefarshim explained that the reason why Hashem had to tell us again to do the Passover offering is either because since somebody who is a heretic is prohibited to do the Passover offering, and in this case, since the Jewish people did the golden calf, they may have thought that they are not required or they cannot do the Passover offering. Therefore, the Torah has to reinstate that the Jewish people should do the Passover offering again. Or because since on Parshas Boy, on chapter 12 of Shmos, verse number 25, there it says, it will be when you come to the land that Hashem will give you, Kasher Diber, as He promised you, Ushmartem es ha'avoido azois, then you should safeguard this service, meaning that you should do the Passover offering when you come into the land. So technically the Jewish people should have been in the land the second year had they not done the golden calf. But since they did the golden calf and they are not in the land, and the commandment is that we should do the Passover offering when we get to the land, and you may have thought that since you are out of the land, you don't have to do the Passover offering. Therefore, the Torah has to reinstate that you should do the Passover offering in its proper time, even though you are not in the land. But after we received this commandment, it's written on verse number 6, Vayi anoshim asher hayu tmeim lenefesh adam, and there were men who had been contaminated by a human corpse. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chof Hei Amed Aleph 25a brings three different opinions of how they became contaminated, meaning that since the Torah tells you to do the Passover offering, why did they become contaminated? The first opinion is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, which says that they were the ones that were carrying the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik, and therefore they became contaminated. Rabbi Akiva brings down that they were Mishal and Eltzafon, who were involved in carrying Nadav Avihu, meaning the two sons of Aharon who died. Then the Gemara brings the third opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak, that they were contaminated by a mass mitzvah, by somebody who died suddenly, and they needed to bury them, and that is how they became contaminated. Meaning that they were not negligent in becoming contaminated, they needed to become contaminated in order to perform a mitzvah. But nonetheless, these people became contaminated to a man, and once you are contaminated, technically, they cannot do the Passover offering in that day. So they approached Moshe and Aharon in that day. And then on verse number 7, the verse says, these men told him, meaning they told Moshe Rabbeinu, we are contaminated to a soul of a man. Why should we be diminished? That we cannot bring the offering of Hashem, meaning the Passover offering, in its proper time. Besoich bnei Israel, among the children of Israel, meaning since we are contaminated, we cannot bring the Passover offering, why should we be different than all the other Jewish people that they bring the Passover offering? Rashi explains the question of the Orach Chaim HaKodesh, meaning that what is the question, why are we diminished, why are we left out? You are left out because you are contaminated, as you said. Then what is the question? Since you can do it, obviously you can do it. What was the meaning of the question that they wanted to do the Passover offering? Therefore, Rashi explains that after they said, why are we left out? Moshe Rabbeinu said that in Kodeshim Krevim Betumah, that you cannot bring the offerings while you are contaminated. Therefore, these people that were contaminated said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Yizrak Adam Oleinu, let the blood be sprinkled on the altar on our behalf. Bekoihanim Toirim, we've purified Koihanim, meaning we don't have to bring ourselves the Passover offering. We have the Koihanim that will bring the Passover offerings for us, and we'll be able to eat it during the night. According to the Mefarshim, they were contaminated only that day, but by night, after sundown, they would become eligible to eat the Passover offering. Therefore, they asked, let the Passover offering be brought by pure kosher Kohanim, and let the blood be sprinkled, and at night we'll be able to eat the Passover offering amongst the Jewish people. Why are we diminished that we cannot do that? Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu said that I'm going to ask Hashem for the answer, and Rashi says that here is a great praise for Moshe Rabbeinu, that Ashrei Yelud Isha Shekel Muftach, that praise is the son of a man, meaning a human being, that he's assured of this matter, that every time he wishes to speak to Hashem, Hashem will speak to him. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, stand and I will see what Hashem commands on you. And then Rashi continues that this parsha should be written by Moshe Rabbeinu, like the rest of the Torah, but these contaminated people were meritorious. Hashem made the laws of Pesach Sheni be written through them, meaning that Hashem was going to give us the laws of Pesach Sheni as the rest of the Torah, but since these people felt the pain that they couldn't bring the Passover offering and they were distraught over it, therefore Hashem gave them the reward that the laws of Pesach Sheni is written in their merit. The Rachaim HaKodesh explains that their argument was that since we know that there is an occasion where the Passover offering could be brought when people are tamei, when people are contaminated, meaning that if the whole community is contaminated, then you could bring the Passover offering contaminated, then the question that they asked is that since we were contaminated, not out of negligence, we were contaminated because we wanted to do a mitzvah, then maybe there is a provision that in this case we should be able to make the Passover offering while we were contaminated. In the same way that we see that it's possible to bring an offering while a person is contaminated, maybe in our case there's going to be an exception that Hashem will allow us to bring the Passover offering while we are contaminated. Before I give the second answer of the Rachaim HaKodesh, I'm going to bring what is written in Sefer Divrei Shloima in regards to this answer, and also the Divrei Shloima answers a very important question, because since it's written the verse that they came in front of Moshe and Aharon, then why is it written on verse number 7, Vayomer Anoshim Hoemo Elof, to him? It should be said that Anoshim Hoemo, that these people that are contaminated, came Aleihem, to them, referring to Moshe and Aharon, since it says clearly that these people came in front of them, in front of Moshe and Aharon. Why is it written Elof in the singular? In truth, the simple answer is that since they know that Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that has the authority, so therefore they say to him. But if that is so, why is it written before that he came in front of Moshe and Aharon? Therefore, Sefer Divrei Shloima explains that their argument was to him, to Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning that, as we mentioned, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglieri, the ones that became contaminated were the ones carrying the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik. And in regards to the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik, it's written on Parshas B'Shalach, on Shmos, chapter 13, verse number 19, Vayikach Moshe esatzmois Yosef imoy, that Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones of Yosef with him. And the Gemara in Psochim Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph 67a writes down that when it says imoy with him, means imoy bimchitzosoy, with him wherever he was, meaning that wherever Moshe Rabbeinu was, there it was the coffin of Yosef. That means that Moshe Rabbeinu technically was also contaminated from the coffin of Yosef. Then the Divrei Shloima brings the Medrash on Bamidbar, Parsha Yutes, where there the Medrash says, Omar Rabbi Yeshua the Sichin B'Sham Rab Levi, that every time Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem was explaining to Moshe Rabbeinu everything, how it becomes contaminated and how it becomes purified. As soon as he got to Parshas Emor HaKohanim, to Parshas Emor, which is Vayikra chapter 21, where there it says that we should tell to the Kohanim Bnei Aharon, Lenefesh lo yitama ba'amav, that a person should not be contaminated to a dead person amongst his people, meaning that the Kohanim cannot be contaminated. Moshe Rabbeinu said, what happens if this becomes contaminated? How does he become pure? Hashem did not answer him. That moment, Moshe Rabbeinu's face became saddened, but as soon as he got to the Parsha's Parah Aduma, the Parsha of the Red Heifer, which is on chapter 19 of Bamidbar, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, when I told you, Emor el Kohanim, that the Kohanim cannot be contaminated when they serve, and you asked me what happens if the Kohen becomes contaminated, how he becomes purified, and I didn't give you an answer, now I will tell you how he becomes purified. If you take from the ashes of the red heifer and you sprinkle him, that is how he becomes purified. That is the word of the Medrash. Sefer Kasnasoir asks a question, why was Moshe Rabbeinu saddened when Hashem didn't give him the answer how the person becomes purified when he becomes contaminated to a human body? Therefore, Sefer Kasnasoir answers that Moshe Rabbeinu technically was Tomer before, because Moshe Rabbeinu was carrying the coffin of Yosef. As we mentioned in Parshas B'Shalach, Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones of Yosef with him. That means that Moshe Rabbeinu became contaminated to the bones of Yosef. And we also know that during the 7 days of the pre-inauguration of the temple, meaning the 7 days preceding to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that did the service of the temple. He is the one who served. And technically, if he served at that time, then he could not be purified because he was still Tomer. Because the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Samach 60a, writes down, Omar Ablevi, Ablevi says, Shmoyne parshas nemru b'yom shehu kam b'yom mishkan. 8 parshas were given to the Jewish people in the day that the tabernacle were erected. And he explains which parshas were given in that day. Ve'iluhen, and those are the parshas. Parshas Kohanim, the laws pertaining to the Kohanim, meaning Parshas Emor, as we mentioned in Vayikra chapter 21. Uparshas Levim, the laws referring to the Levites, which is in Bamidbar chapter 8, verse number 5 to 26. Uparshas Temeim, and the laws of people who become contaminated, which is in Bamidbar chapter 9, verses 1 to 14. Uparshas Shiluach Temeim, and the parsha of the people that are supposed to be expelled from the camps according to their contaminations, which is in Bamidbar chapter 5, verses 1 to 4. Uparshas Achremois, and the parsha of the death of the two sons of Aaron, which is in Vayikra chapter 16, verses 1 to 34. Uparshas Suyayin, and the parsha that a kohen may not come in drunk to the tabernacle, which is in Vayikra chapter 10, verses 8 to 11. Uparshas Neros, in the laws of lighting the candles of the menorah, which is written on Bamidbar chapter 8, verses 1 to 4. And finally, the last parsha is Parshas Parah Aduma, and the parsha of the red heifer, meaning that the laws of the red heifer were given on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Therefore, since we didn't have the laws of the red heifer until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then we have no vehicle of purification for someone who touched a dead body. Obviously, when Moshe Rabbeinu served during the 7 days of the pre-inauguration, Moshe Rabbeinu was Tomer. He was contaminated because he had no vehicle to become purified. Therefore, you must say that since there was no Kohanim in the world yet, because the Kohanim only became inaugurated on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the Gemara in Psachim Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph 79a writes down that Oyu Yisrael Tohorim, that if the Jewish people were purified, the Kohanim Uchlei Shores Temeim, and the Kohanim and the vessels are Tome Nase Betume, then we bring the offering in a state of contamination, and the Gemara explains the reason is She'ein Korban Sibur Chaluk, because public offerings are not the same and they could be brought in a state of contamination. And since technically all the 7 days of the pre-inaugurations, the offerings that Moshe Rabbeinu brought were public offerings. Therefore, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was contaminated because he carried the bones of Yosef and he couldn't yet be purified, nonetheless, he could bring those offerings because it was considered a public offering. Therefore, also, since the Gemara in Svachim, Daf Kuf Beis 102a, writes down that Moshe Rabbeinu served during the 40 years of the desert as a Kohen Gadol, meaning that not only on the 7 days preceding the inauguration of the tabernacle, Moshe Rabbeinu brought the offerings, Moshe Rabbeinu could bring the offerings anytime he wanted during the 40 years of the desert because he was still considered a Kohen Gadol, a high priest. Therefore, according to this, Sefer Kasnas Or explains that this is what the Medrash was talking about, that Moshe Rabbeinu was serving during the 7 days of pre-inauguration, and he was fine with it. But as soon as Hashem told on the Parsha, Emor al Kohanim, tell the Kohanim that the Kohanim cannot serve Betuma in a state of contamination, and Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem what happens if the Kohen is contaminated, and Hashem did not answer him, that Moshe Rabbeinu's face became saddened, because Moshe Rabbeinu knew by himself that he is Tomer, that he is contaminated because he touched the bones of Yosef. Therefore, since Moshe Rabbeinu is Tomer, then he won't be able to serve the rest of the time as a Kohen Gadol, as a high priest. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu became saddened, until Hashem gave him the laws of Pora Aduma, the laws of the red heifer. Then Moshe Rabbeinu realized that he could be purified also. Then Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't saddened anymore. And that is what Hashem told him, that you were saddened when I told you the laws of Emor, the laws that a coin becomes contaminated, cannot serve. Now I tell you that if you sprinkle on that coin the ashes of Pora Aduma, then that coin becomes purified. That is what the Kasnas Or brings down on the Medrash. According to this, Sefer Divrei Shlomo explains that this is exactly what the people that were contaminated were thinking. Meaning that the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Ayin Zayin, Omed Aleph 77a, learns from what is written in verse number 2 in this week's Parsha, that it says, V'yasu b'nei Yisrael es ha-posach b'moyadoi, that the Jewish people should do the Passover offering in its proper time. The Gemara there writes down that b'moyadoi, in its proper time, afilu b'Shabbos, that even though the 14th comes out on Shabbos, nonetheless, you require to make the Passover offering. And b'moyado, in its proper time, afilu betuma, even though you are contaminated. And the people that were contaminated also know that even though Moshe Rabbeinu was contaminated by carrying the bones of Yosef, nonetheless, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to bring the pre-inauguration offerings in the state of Tumah. Therefore, they thought that in the same way that you could bring those offerings in a state of Tumah, in the same way they could bring the Passover offering in the state of Tumah. Therefore, it's written, Vayoimru ha-noshim o'ele elav, that these people that were contaminated spoke to him, meaning they spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, but they spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu in regard to his status of being contaminated. And they told him that we are exactly like you, in the same way that you were contaminated by the bones of Yosef, and you were able to make the offerings of the pre-inauguration, so too, we are contaminated to the bones of Yosef. Why should we be diminished? Why should we be left out and not be able to bring the Passover offering? Maybe we are able to bring the Passover offering in the state of Tumah. And Moshe Rabbeinu did not know, so the Moshe Rabbeinu went to ask Hashem. And in fact, Hashem told him that when it's written that you could bring the Passover offering Betuma when you are contaminated, that is only when the majority of the Jews are contaminated, then you are able to bring the Passover offering even though you are contaminated. But if only a minority of the Jews, like in this case, those people that carried the bones of Yosef, are contaminated, in that case, they are pushed off to the Pesach Sheni, to the second Pesach, to a month later, and then they bring the offering. So the reason why they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and why it says Eilof and not Eliam is because they were speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu directly in regards to Moshe Rabbeinu's own status in the pre-inauguration offerings, where he brought those offerings, Betuma, while he's contaminated because he carried the bones of Yosef. Therefore, these people carried the bones of Yosef, identified with Moshe Rabbeinu, and they spoke to him, which means they spoke to his situation. The Shem Shmuel uses the argument of a public offering or a private offering to say that this is exactly the argument that the people that were contaminated said, meaning that in Parshas B'Shalach, when Moshe Rabbeinu takes the bones of Yosef, on chapter 13, verse number 19, it says, Vayikach Moshe et bnei Yosef imoy. Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones of Yosef with him. Why? Ki hashbeya ishbiya es bnei Yisrael, because he made the Jewish people swear. Leimor is saying, Pakod yivkod Elohim eschem, Hashem will surely remember you. Ve'alisem es atzmoy say mizeh itchem. Then you should bring up my bones from here with you. Meaning that the Jewish people swore that they are going to take the bones of Yosef Atzadik when they go up out of Egypt. Therefore, the people who became contaminated by the bones of Yosef Atzadik believed that they are doing what the public was supposed to do. Meaning, it's not their private duty to carry the bones of Yosef, it is a collective duty of the Jewish people that they should carry the bones of Yosef. Therefore, they thought that since it's a collective duty for them to carry the bones of Yosef, the fact that they are carrying the bones of Yosef, they are doing something that has to do with the Tzibur, and therefore they believe that the Tumah, that their contamination should be pushed off because it's a contamination that is done for behalf of Tzibur, for behalf of the community. And therefore, they wanted to argue that since you could bring the Passover offering when the community is contaminated, and since they are in the place of the community, because they are doing the job in lieu of the community, therefore, they should be able to bring the Passover offering. And on that, Moshe Rabbeinu answered that Hashem told them that if these people that were contaminated by the bones of Yosef could not be pushed off to a second Passover, then they are entitled to make the Passover offering in its proper time. But since they could be pushed off to a second Passover, therefore, they should do a second Passover in a state of purity. According to this, the Shem Shmuel explains a Medrash Peliya, perplexing Medrash, in Shmos Rabbe, Parsha Chav, where the Medrash there says that B'schus Yosef Oisev Pesach Sheni, that in the merit of Yosef we make the second Passover, and he explains based on what we just said, meaning that we know that it was the responsibility of all the Jewish people to bring the bones of Yosef. That means that all the Jewish people technically should be contaminated by the bones of Yosef, but these people decided on themselves that they are going to take the bones of Yosef, doing the job that belongs to the whole community of the Jewish people. Therefore, because they could not bring the Passover offering in its proper time because they were contaminated, Hashem gave them an out that they should be able to bring the Passover offering during Pesach Sheni on the second Pesach. Therefore, because of the merit of Yosef, Hashem gave the idea of Pesach Sheni. Therefore, comes out that everybody who is contaminated, regardless for the fault, regardless if he was negligent or not, he gets the Pesach Sheni in the merit of Yosef. Because since Hashem already established that those people who were carrying the bones of Yosef should get a second Passover because of what they are doing, because they are doing the job of the Jewish people, therefore everybody who is contaminated gets to make a Pesach Sheni, gets to make the second Passover. And that is the meaning of the Medrash, that in the merit of Yosef, we are doing Pesach Sheni, we are doing the second Passover. Going back to the Orachaim HaKodesh in his second answer explains that the argument of the people that were contaminated was the following. Since we know that you are required to bring a Korban Chagiga, feast offering, on the first day of the holiday, but if you didn't bring the feast offering on the first day of the holiday then you're entitled to bring the feast offering the next 7 days. For example, if you didn't bring the feast offering on the first day of Pesach, then you're entitled to bring the feast offering the rest of Pesach, the rest of the holiday of Pesach. The same thing, if you didn't bring the feast offering on the first day of Shavuot, then you're entitled to bring the feast offering during 7 days after Shavuot. That is the reason why we do not say Tachnun during the week after Shavuot. And also, if you didn't bring the feast offering during the first day of Sukkot, you are entitled to bring the feast offering on the rest days of Sukkot. Therefore, the people were contaminated, were arguing that since we cannot bring the Passover offering on the 14th, then maybe we should be able to bring the Passover offering during Pesach, because as we mentioned, these people were contaminated Erev Pesach, but during Pesach they would become pure. Then they wanted to bring the Passover offering during Pesach. On that Hashem said that no, you cannot make up during Pesach, but I will establish for you a day, 30 days later, that then you'll be able to bring the Passover offering. And the reason Dor HaChaim HaKodesh explains why Hashem didn't give them a makeup during Pesach itself is because the Passover offering, he says, is not connected to the holiday of Pesach, because the offering is brought on the 14th, the day before Pesach. Therefore, there is no makeup for that offering on Pesach itself. The makeup for the Passover offering is only 30 days later. The Sfarna also answers the question of why they were complaining, since they knew they cannot bring the Passover offering since they are Tomer. We have to explain the Sfarna's answer based on the Mishnah in Avos, chapter 4, Mishnah 2. There the Mishnah says, Ben Azai Oimer, Ben Azai says, have a rot le mitzvah kala, you should run to even a light mitzvah, a minor mitzvah, uvoreach min avera, and you should always run away from a sin. Why? She mitzvah goreres mitzvah, because one mitzvah brings another mitzvah, meaning that if you start to make a mitzvah, you create a domino effect, a chain reaction, that automatically it unleashes a spiritual chain that it makes you make another mitzvah. Vavero goyrere savero. And in the opposite, if you are making a sin, then that will cause you to make another sin, meaning that your spiritual downfall will cause you to continue on your spiritual downfall. And he continues, sheschar mitzvah mitzvah, because the reward for a mitzvah is another mitzvah, meaning that since Hashem does not give rewards for mitzvah in this world, then the rewards that he gives you for making a mitzvah is that you have the potential and you have the ability to make another mitzvah. Uzchar avera, and the reward for a sin is avera, another sin. Therefore, the Sephora says that according to all opinions that we mentioned, the people that were contaminated were involved in doing a mitzvah. Either they were the ones that were carrying the bones of Yosef, or they were the ones that were carrying Nadav Aviv, the two children of Aharon who died, or they were the ones involved with a mass mitzvah. But nonetheless, all of them were involved doing a mitzvah. And since we have the rule that when you're involved doing a mitzvah, then Hashem gives you the opportunity to make another mitzvah, then the question that they ask is, Lama Nigara, why should we be diminished? Why should we be left out? Meaning, the Sephora says, Ma'achar shoyu t'mosol d'var mitzvah, because since our tumah was from mitzvah, Lama t'ye goreres avera, why should it be that it should pull a sin? Meaning that now that we made its mitzvah, we became contaminated, we can't make any more the Passover offering. And we have the rule that whenever you make a mitzvah, Hashem gives you the opportunity to make another mitzvah. Therefore, according to this, comes out that this is exactly why Hashem told them that they should bring a Pesach Sheni. Because since they should not lose out because they were involved in doing a mitzvah, Hashem made them that they should be able to bring a Pesach Sheni in order that it should still be mitzvah goreres mitzvah, that one mitzvah should bring another mitzvah. And not a mitzvah goreres avera, not that because of their mitzvah, they are going to transgress and not be able to bring the Passover offering. And we have to explain that technically, what the Sephoner writes down, that their mitzvah will bring a sin, it is not necessarily a sin, because since they were oinus, since they were forced, because they had to contaminate themselves, then they cannot be blamed for not bringing the Passover offering. Then you can't call it a sin. But technically, not bringing a Passover offering is a sin. So therefore they argued, why should their mitzvah cause them that they technically will be transgressing a sin? Because in actuality, even if they cannot bring a Pesach Sheni, they are not transgressing a sin, because it's not their fault that they were contaminated. They were required to contaminate themselves. But nonetheless, this was the argument. And because of this argument, Hashem gave them the Pesach Sheni, the second Passover. The Nitra Ruf Zatzal, Rabbi Yonah Forst, explains that the argument for the people that were contaminated was the following. It is known that when it's close to make a time of a mitzvah, for example, nowadays when it's close to Pesach, even though technically we cannot do the Pesach because we have no temple, but the fact that it is the time of Pesach and we want to do it and we want to be connected, then we could tap into that holiness of the day that it is supposed to be the Passover offering and we miss it, that causes us to become connected to Hashem, and Hashem views it as tantamount we would have brought a Passover offering, because we could tap in to that feeling of bringing the Passover offering since we want so much, and in the atmosphere, in the air, there is this Passover offering that we are required to do, and we could internalize the feeling and the holiness of that day that was supposed to be brought that Passover offering. But he explains that these people that were contaminated, even though they did a mitzvah, and clearly they are lofty people, because those people that carried the bones of Yosef, or the people that buried Nadav Avihu, clearly are holy people, then those people were complaining that they don't have any feeling or any connection to this Passover offering. And they thought that the reason that they don't have any connection to this Passover offering is because since they are in a state of impurity, because they contaminate themselves to a human body, therefore they can't tap into that holiness that's supposed to be in that day. They understood that they can't bring the Passover offering because they are contaminated, but they thought at least they'll be able to tap into that holiness of that day. Because since the Jewish people are bringing the Passover offering, they could be somewhat in mind involved in their doing, and they could be elevated by being part of the Jewish people and being connected to them. And therefore, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu to complain, now that we are Tomei, we don't have any feelings at all. On that, Moshe Rabbeinu said that the reason you don't have any feelings is not because you are not connected to the Jewish people. It is because you are not liable. You don't have to make the first Pesach. You are going to be pushed off to the second Pesach. And therefore, since you're going to be pushed off the second Pesach, you have no feeling on the first Pesach, because that doesn't apply to you. If you be required to make a first Pesach and you can't, and then you do everything that you could to tap into that feeling, then you're able to elevate yourself. But now, since you don't have an obligation to bring a first Pesach, then you have no feelings towards that Pesach. In the atmosphere, there is no feelings towards you, towards that Pesach, because you are going to be Pesach Sheni. Therefore, when it comes Pesach Sheni, you'll have those feelings. So you're not losing out because you are contaminated. You are losing out because Hashem made it that you don't have to be liable. You don't have to do it. And therefore, you don't have any feeling towards this Pesach. Sefer Shemeroish wants to explain that the argument of the people that were contaminated was based on the Chasam Sofer in Parshas Zohar, Kof Tzadik Gimel, where there the Chasam Sofer is trying to understand a very weird Gemara in Megillah Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis 16b. The Gemara there says that Omar Rabbi Yosef Bar Yosef says, Godel Talmud Torah Yoiser Metzolos Nefoshes, that learning Torah is greater than saving lives. How do I know that? The Mikore Choshev Leile Mordechai Boser Dalet, that before Mordechai HaTzadik took his position in the king's palace, he was listed after four sages, and afterwards, after he took his position in the king's palace, he's listed after five sages, which means that he lost his position because he took the job at the king's palace, even though the job involved saving lives. So therefore, we deduce that learning Torah is more important than saving lives. As a matter of fact, that is also how they interpret the last verse of the Megillah, which says, Ki Mordechai Yehudi, Mishel HaMelech HaKashverosh, because Mordechai, the Jew, is viceroy to the king HaKashverosh, VeGadol LaYehudim, and is a great man amongst the Jews, VeRatzui LeRoiv Echa, very popular with the majority of his brethren. The Lerov Echav, the majority of his brethren, Vloy Lechol Echav, but not all the brethren. Melamed, from there you learn, Shepirshu Mimenu Mitzah Sanhedrin, that the members of the Sanhedrin parted from him because he took the government job. But the reason he took the government job was to save Jews. From here we see that learning Torah is more important than saving Jews. Meaning that because Mordechai took the position at the king's palace and that position was taken in order to save Jews, therefore the rabbis separated from him and therefore he lost his prestige, which means to say that he did the wrong thing. So from here we learn that learning Torah is more important than saving lives. The Tirizov on your Yoredeya Simen Reish Nun Aleph Sif Kotn Vav asks a question of the Gemara: how can we say that learning Torah is more important than Atzolas Nefoshes, than saving lives? We know that there is nothing that stands in the way of Pikuach Nefesh, in saving a life. Meaning, let's say Chas V'Sholom, that you are learning in the Beis Medrash and somebody gets a heart attack and you know how to heal the person. You can't say that since I'm learning Torah, it is greater to learn Torah than to save a life, that I'm not required to save the life. You are required to stop your learning and saving the life. Then what does it mean that learning Torah is greater than Atzolas Nefoshes and saving a life, when we know that Pikuach Nefesh, saving a life, pushes away all the mitzvahs of the Torah? Therefore, the Tirizov explains that the rabbis realize from the fact that Hashem made it that it is Mordechai that is going to need to work at the ministry, to work at the government, and he won't have time to learn Torah in order to save lives, that Hashem is giving the message that Mordechai's Torah learning is not so loved by Hashem. Because if Mordechai's Torah learning would be loved by Hashem, then Hashem would have made it that he should not stop learning, that the person should be saved by another person, and Mordechai would not have to stop learning. Since they saw that Hashem made it that Mordechai is the one that's required to do Hatzolas Nefosh, is required to stop learning and go save lives, then the rabbis realized that Mordechai's learning wasn't so great. Because if it would be great, then Hashem wouldn't have made it that Mordechai should stop learning. Hashem would have given that job for other people to do. From the fact that Mordechai had to stop learning in order to save the Jewish people, then they realized that Mordechai's learning wasn't so great. But clearly, if you are in the situation of Pikuach Nefesh, of saving a life, then you're required to stop learning and saving a life. According to this, Sefer Shemerosh explains that this was the argument of the people that were contaminated. Meaning, clearly they understood that once they contaminated, they cannot bring the Passover offering. But they thought that the fact that Hashem made it, that they are the ones that become contaminated, and because of that, they can't bring the Passover offering, that means that there is something lacking in their behavior, that Hashem doesn't want them to bring a Passover offering. Hashem is making it impossible for them to bring a Passover offering. And therefore, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu to try to understand what is lacking in them, that Hashem doesn't want them to bring the Passover offering, that Hashem made them that they should become contaminated. Because they thought that clearly, if Hashem wants them to become contaminated, must be that Hashem does not want them to bring the Passover offering, therefore Hashem made them contaminate. On that, Moshe Rabbeinu understood that they really are in a lofty level, and that is not the reason why Hashem caused them to become contaminated. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu went to ask Hashem, and Hashem says that quite opposite, only because you are more lofty than the rest of the Jewish people, therefore Hashem gave you that the Pesach Sheni will be done only through you. Meaning, Hashem made you that you should be able to make both mitzvahs, that you should be able to contaminate yourself for a mitzvah, and Hashem made also that because of you, Hashem is giving you a special mitzvah, the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. That this mitzvah is written in the Torah only because of you, because of the lofty level that you are. And Hashem Yisburg should help that we should learn from these people that were contaminated, that since they wanted so much to make this mitzvah of Pesach, Hashem opened a door for them that they'll be able to make a Pesach Sheni, that we should really want to have the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt, and then Hashem will make it, that Moshiach will come, the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt, b'mehera b'yomeinu, amen.